I don't know if there's anything normal in your life that you've realized is embarrassing for you to do. But I pride...
You have to ask my kids for that.
Okay.
They're the judge of what's embarrassing now.
I pride myself on being able to parallel park.
Okay.
This is something that I...
That's a superpower. Yes.
...have a skill at.
Okay.
And there, I have demonstrated to my daughters over the years when I'm able to successfully do it in tight spots.
Sure.
I get out and I show my daughters. I'm like, look at this.
Look at that.
Look at this.
That
look at this.
Is
look at this.
The example of perfection.
That's right. Yesterday, Shelbyville Road. You know this street.
I've heard of it.
It's busy.
Yep.
And it's over there in St. Matthews, kind of by Breckenridge, where you can park on the street.
Yeah.
And I had to do a quick park. Mm-hmm. And there was a tight spot. And I realized not going to be able to pull in. Mm. And if you know the area, the curbs are like a foot tall. Ooh. So you got to be careful with your wheels,
right,
especially
you don't be
too.
Scratching up the rims.
And so it was a snap decision. I see it. I flip the turn signal on. I know there are cars behind me. I'm like, listen, you're going to have to give me a sec. And so
I'm going for it.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this will be easy. I realized it was going to be tight, but I've done these before.
You're confident.
I do know that the curb is there. And
you've got the lines in the backup camera, right?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
That's
helpful. I don't typically use that.
You don't use it? Just glance at it, make sure?
Kelly, I'm a purist.
Okay. Got it. I'm just looking back over my shoulder.
Why do you roll your eyes? Anyways, so...
There's a reason why they put them there, I'm just saying.
Hit the turn signal, stop. I start to execute this parallel parking job the way I would normally do it. And I get about 75, 80% there, and I realize that the spot is too small.
Oh, no.
Like,
not going to fit.
Like, and typically in these situations, I could overcompensate and go over the curb a little bit to just give myself a little bit more room and then pull forward to really kind of nudge myself, weasel my way in there.
Which either car is going to come back and probably curse you.
But, right. But... Since the curb being what it is, there's no way I could do that without absolutely wrecking my car.
And we're not here to do that.
No, not at all. And so I get about 80% in, and I'm like,
oh. I'm going to have to abort mission in front of all these people.
In front of all these people.
In front of all these people who have been watching me. They were going to applaud me for my
perfection.
Yes!
They were
going
to go, I don't know who that person is. Probably Ben. I've heard this about him.
Uh-huh.
But he executed a perfect parallel parking job.
They're probably going to go home and tell their family about it.
And it was in the most complicated of situations.
And this guy was amazing at it.
But alas... Mm. I had to abort mission.
Did you Joe Jonas it?
What is that?
So Joe Jonas was put on blast when he was trying to parallel park. And it was like all over the internet. Still talks about it. Like people still ask him about it. Somebody caught it on video of him struggling to parallel park.
I don't
and
know.
And now he's like that guy.
I don't know.
Who can't parallel park.
If he is... as celebrated in his own family circles or circle of friends as a parallel parker like I am.
He's having to go on basically a tour of saying I can parallel park. Despite what you've seen on the internet.
So I had to abort, and all these cars are backed up waiting for me to fumble my way through.
And then ultimately waited for nothing.
And listen, if I were the people waiting for me, I would be saying to me, you idiot. You think you can get your car into that spot?
You're not driving a Fiat.
I know. You're idiot. You are such an idiot.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I would be yelling and saying things to me.
Sure.
And I realized that in that moment, and I had to
tuck tail. Do you wave sorry to everybody as you drive away in shame?
There was a car that went around me as I got almost all the way in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is embarrassing because now cars are starting to go around me. And now I've got to say...
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I was just... I just have to, excuse me, I just have to.
The best of intentions, but this is not going to work out like I intended.
I'm just going to have to pull out again, and I'm just going to have to. So anyways, that was a normal thing that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because I tried.
Did anybody drive by and look you in the face?
I wasn't paying attention to that, Kelly.
You were sweating,
I was
cowering. Yes.
I was in my panic mode, going, I cannot believe I am shaming not only me, but my family and the name.
Yeah. And a line of cars are all witness to it.
Yep. At least I didn't have anybody in my car with me. Because
that's great. Because then that's even worse. Because,
that draws shame on them too.
Yes.
Like if it were my daughter, she would have just been like
immediately all over you. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So.
And you're just like, hon, I'm just giving you an example of what not to do.
That's right.
Little life lessons.
So, yeah. So I don't know if there's anything like in your life that you realized is embarrassing, but it's just a normal thing that you do. 502-795-1997 is our number. Already getting some texts, so that's kind of fun.
That's great. we're just, you know what? We're so glad that you have this show, that you can work these things out.
Thanks.
You don't need to pay for therapy. You've got us.
No, you're literally my therapy.
I know.
on 99.7 DJX. All right, so we'll take some of those stories and instances on the way here on DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show.
J-Mart said he wants to be the first.
If you want to jump in on this hot action, we're trying things new here over at the program at 99.7 DJX.
I don't know about this one.
Quick text from Marion who says, hey, can you please share your Twitch name so I can follow you? It keeps showing me hot tub stream channels when I try to search.
Second, what is that?
Don't know.
What are hot tub stream channels? What are you watching?
There's a niche for everyone.
I don't
There
understand.
Is a niche for everything.
What,
so
are you just watching people sit in a hot tub?
Yeah.
What's happening in the hot tub?
It's on Twitch. We're on Twitch at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitch, all one. So Ben and Kelly Show. Thank you. Like I said, we're trying something new. And no, it kind of goes dark, meaning like it's silent during songs for now.
Because
we just haven't gotten the permission yet to.
Don't have the licensing rights to do that.
Yeah, we'll work on it though. All right. Normal things that feel embarrassing. Thank you, Amy. She says, I color and send my BFF, who also colors pictures of my coloring, and ask for suggestions and input. She does the same thing. We both know that we can't do this to anyone else.
That's so great.
Sends pictures of their coloring to each other back and forth. I love it.
And she said, these are like the adult coloring books that are really intricate pictures.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean,
which those are kind of
those
amazing.
Those are good. Those are good.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people that kind of, that's soothing for them.
Someone said, trying on shoes at this store. You know what? I'm going to kind of say yes. That is also the same.
Well, like, how else are you going to figure out if they fit or not?
Yes, but it's the whole thing of the shoe person that hey, can I see this in an 11? And then they come out and they're like, okay. And then you kind of just do the whole, like, you walk around the store.
You're shopping in a fancy store, because I go to the stores where all the boxes are just right there on the
shelf.
Well,
like a running store where I get running shoes.
Fancy.
They just don't have.
They also sell those at stores that I go to.
If you go to Dick's, you still have to ask for the shoe size.
You're right. At Dick's, you have to ask people. You're right.
So anyways.
If you go to like DSW or something, they're all right there.
Okay. All right. All right. Touche. Maybe I just need to shop there.
Like Encore shoes or something. Rack room shoes.
Normal things that feel embarrassing. Someone said sitting there while the restaurant staff sings happy birthday to you. I'll tell you what. This may seem kind of ironic because we have a very public show like this.
Right.
But I cannot stand I can't stand public displays of people getting engaged.
Right. And you don't even have to be involved in that.
Right.
You just cringe watching
strangers do that. And then the whole happy, if anyone sings happy birthday to me at a restaurant, I'm just like,
bless their hearts if they give you a sombrero.
Stop. Please
make you wear a hat.
Stop. please stop.
This is great.
Please stop.
This is
please
great.
Please stop.
This is fantastic. All of that. I know exactly what I'm getting for your birthday this year. This
is great. No, no, yes. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, and even.
You know what, Ben? What, you know what we haven't done for your birthday? Go out to eat.
Go out to eat? Hey, why don't we go out to eat? Why don't we go out to eat?
It's gonna be.
I'm telling you.
We're going to go to Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks?
Where my son went for 16th.
You mean where all the beer is 29 degrees?
He liked it a lot.
I'm sure he did.
He liked it a lot. Opening presents in front of other people? Sure.
Someone said that. Oh, you know what?
Especially if you're over the age of like 5.
I went to a wedding. This would have been years ago.
They did not.
They did.
At the wedding?
Reception.
Oh! Why?
So not only
no one does
not
that.
Only was the reception in a gymnasium. Now I'm not hating them on like a wedding in a gymnasium thing. You got to do what you got to do, but there was no air conditioning and it was in the middle of July and it was like a heat box in there, and the poor bride and groom were sweating.
Oh.
And they started opening all the gifts that people
no.
got them, and I'm just sitting there going, oh, I hope they don't get to mine.
Be judged. Are they saying who
right,
gave it
right.
to them?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
No.
So awkward.
That is when you just slip out of the wedding and
so
you
awkward.
Leave.
And then you're just like, goodbye.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh, wow. Oh, don't do that.
Oh.
That's not good. Okay.
Normal things that feel embarrassing.
Coughing in a quiet public place. Yes, because everyone turns and looks. 100%.
Especially if it's not one cough.
Right.
Like if you just have to, and you're done.
Right, but if you get hit with a coughing fit.
And you're like trying to swallow your own spit just to like, okay.
Sorry. You're looking around, sorry.
You're like, does anybody sorry. Have any water?
Well, at least coughing would be better than any other noise in a quiet place.
True.
That would be embarrassing.
Anybody else have any normal things that feel embarrassing?
Asking for help finding anything at the store. You know what? That's really what they're for, though. That's really what they're for. And when they're locking things, more and more things up behind like lock and key, you're going to have to get somebody. So.
Yeah.
I'm that, kind of not embarrassed
yeah,
by that.
I guess you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Realizing the barista has memorized your coffee order.
Is that embarrassing? Did someone say that?
Someone did say that.
See, I feel like that's like a. Hey,
that's
you're,
good
you're
customer
in the
service.
You're in the club
right.
too.
Right. I feel like that's a little like, you know me.
Yes. I think that's cool.
That's kind of a compliment.
I think that's cool.
Yes. Reading anything out loud.
You and I do this professionally,
we
right?
We do.
But even still, it can be a little. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've gotten over that whole fear or embarrassment or whatever, but.
Oh, Mary Jane farting in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
That's always weird. It's you or someone else, because now you are tasked with, do I react? I can't react. You don't react.
I'm telling you.
You don't react.
So we have public restrooms. We don't have restrooms in our office.
Yes.
They're out in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you go in and someone's already in there.
Yeah.
And man...
And
if
they're quiet. And they're being quiet.
And they are being absolutely
quiet. That's automatically a message that they want to be alone.
I know.
They need to be alone. And then I'm like, well, if I have to get my business, I'm going to have to do it quick.
Oh, my God.
So I can leave quickly and let them be alone, because they're just sitting there. Nothing's happening, right? While you're just, that is the worst.
Jeannie says, crossing a busy crosswalk and you're the only person and everybody in their cars are staring at you.
Oh, yeah.
That embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
Things.
Thanks, guys. Oh, everybody waited for just me. Oh, Rosie, farting you and your partner awake. Oh, like when
oh, but
you
that's
fart
just,
so loud
but that, but that's
that it wakes
just,
you up and your partner.
That's not embarrassing. That's just you and your partner.
Oh.
That's not like a public thing, though.
No. But still,
oh,
taking a toddler into a public restroom. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Carrie. That is going to be unpredictable.
So
you don't know what's going to happen.
We're chatting about normal things that kind of feel embarrassing. Allison says, customizing your food in the drive-thru order. I always feel like they're mad at me for complicating things.
Complicated order? Got a complicated order?
Listen, okay, so I want the number one, but instead of tomatoes, can you just add cheese and no onions either?
Mm-hmm.
And then, can I substitute a shake for a Coke, please?
Also, bun on the side.
Bun on the side. Oh my gosh, Luke, this is so funny because I was just thinking this yesterday when it was raining super hard, having my windshield wipers at an aggressive level when I feel, and am I the only one who subconsciously thinks when I turn my windshield wipers on, you know what, I'm going to do it not at a fast speed just so I can, this sounds so weird, sorry, I'm really showing a freak flag.
You feel like you have special skill being yes. able to see through the rain
yes.
at lower speed wipers?
Yes. And so I it's almost like a flex to the cars around me that, hey, I don't know what the big deal is. Look,
I can deal with low speed wipers.
I can deal with low speed wipers
look
in this rain.
You fast wiper people as if it's a problem. That was yesterday, by the way. Also, but it's okay. It's also if you've got the wipers on high and the rain stopped and you just haven't like noticed to turn the wipers off, you still got them going really high and no rain is happening anymore.
Yeah, right.
There's that.
All right. Well, hey.
There's a lot of other embarrassing things. Brooke, yeah, when you have to tell the waiter or the waitress your food came out wrong. Yes. I hate being a complainer. Like, it's got to be really, like
detrimentally,
egregiously wrong for
it's
me to
be egregious
it.
For me to say anything.
Yeah.
We might have to come back to this.
I think we do. There's a lot of people rolling in.
We have a ton. And...
Oh, yeah. Ashley, woman in front of me at the gas station, got embarrassed for counting out her change yesterday. Yes, I literally... I told you when I was Mother's
change.
Day, yes, when I was Mother's Day shopping, right? I had a couple of gift cards. I had like a Visa gift. I had two store gift cards, a Visa gift card, and I had lots of $1 bills from our yard sale.
You're like, excuse me, I've got another coupon.
I think I gave her $45 in ones.
Good on you.
And I counted them and then she counted them. And there was a couple standing there going, how many forms of payment do you need for this order?
You're like,
I'm
listen,
creative.
I'm getting there. Okay?
Putting out the damage. Haven't you ever heard of that?
All right, we'll come back to this because obviously this struck a chord.
It did.
All right?
It did.
502-795-1997 is our number. If you're following along on Twitch, what up, chat? At Ben and Kelly Show.
Miss My Life says, the quality is amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right.
All right. So we're going to take a break from this real quick. We'll come back to it, though.